B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Patriots have an opportunity to talk to you now, and they have that opportunity until the middle of March. Have you spoken to them, and where do things stand with the team that you've been with the past 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, what a great, you know, two decades it's been. And, you know, I think they know how I feel about them, and I know how they feel about me. You know, we've always had a great relationship, and we always will. It's not much more to say other than that. There's a lot, again, that everyone needs to take some time to evaluate where they're at and the decisions they need to make moving forward. And the Patriots will do that. Every team will do that. The players who have the opportunity to be free agents will do that. And then when the time's right, I guess in 6 weeks from now, you know, everyone will be able to make their decisions.
All right, it's hour number two, Felger and Maz on a re-entry Monday. Our re-entry Monday is brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank, here again on Felger and Maz, presenting sponsor DraftKings. Tom Brady with his buddy Jim Gray yesterday. Six weeks. So this, I think this is day 31 of the Brady Watch. I think I got that. Maybe 30, day 30 of the Brady Watch. Got 6 weeks to go. So that was one Brady comment. I'll give you just another one right here. So have they begun negotiating? Because the Pats and Brady don't have to wait for 6 weeks. 6 weeks is to sign with another team. He can re-sign or reach an agreement with the Patriots at any time. So why is it 6 weeks? So Jim Gray wonders, well, the same thing. Go ahead.
Have you spoken with them?
Yeah, I have.
You've spoken with the Patriots?
Yep. I'm not going to elaborate much more than that, but yes, I have. That's, I think that's a pretty normal thing for me. So, again, these are people that have been a part of my life for a very long time.
Okay, so if you're speaking, don't you think they've discussed numbers?
Oh, yes. Sure.
Wouldn't they have to have?
Yes.
I mean, so
either that or they did a while ago and, you know,
and nothing's changed.
Right, and they're still at the same spot.
Right. I mean, so I don't know, like, what would be the point of not giving him a number now? So he's got their number. Has to.
So two comments ago where he says, we have a great relationship and we always will. I didn't love the way he said that. That's sort of like, yeah, you know, maybe we're headed for a breakup, but
we'll always love each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. It just something about it bugged me.
There's a sense of finality to that statement. I think.
Right?
I think
it felt that way, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like just I don't know. It's sort of something you say like, yeah, you know, we had a good run. I mean, you know, I care deeply for them. They care deeply for me. It was just time to move. It felt like a breakup comment. And I'm just telling you how it. In my gut, how it felt. I'm not
this is what we do.
Anything.
We read the crap into everything.
I just did. It was, I don't know, something about it I didn't like.
Well, but you're ready for the team to move on without him.
I know.
So you should like it.
I know. I mean, from a sentimental standpoint, like I do think that it's better for everyone if they break up. But I also recognize what it means at the end. And at the end, it's, you know, it's the end of an amazing era. Like, so the way he said it made me think... He's going to leave.
Yeah, I love reading into all this crap, whether it's the commercials, the posts, or even just, you know, commentary to Jim Gray, and I thought the same thing, that it was, that's not a throwaway line. There is a sense of almost finality to it.
Huh. Yeah, now I'm getting all mushy on you, like, you know, tool bag that I am.
One bad game from Garoppolo, and all of a sudden he sees the value in Tom Brady, huh, Murray?
Seriously, though. Like, you know, I mean, I think it's best for everybody if they move on, but it will be a sad day when Brady leaves the Patriots.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just, there was a tone or just a hint of something in there that made me go, ooh, I didn't like that.
Interesting. I didn't pick up on that. Good. I like it. I'm glad to hear you say that. Then there's some reporting going on over the weekend. Let's start with Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, if we could, please, Jimmy.
One of the biggest stories of this offseason, no doubt, and one of the biggest questions we have been asked walking around here in Miami, where is Tom Brady going to play in the 2020 season? And of course, he has options. My understanding, Mike, that going back to New England is a legitimate, real option for Brady, obviously, and they're willing to make it worth his while. I'm told they are willing to pay him in excess of $30 million if that, in fact, is what it's going to take to bring Brady back. Would bring him in line with much more of the salaries of the elite quarterbacks for the first time in his career. We'll see if that's enough, because from what I understand, he wants a commitment from them that they will spend specifically on weapons for this office, something they tried to do last year with Antonio Brown, did not work. But let's say that Brady does entertain other options. From what I understand, the Los Angeles Chargers have emerged as a legitimate option for Brady. They're going to be among the teams attempting to make a push for him, and they have everything that he would want, which is a team ready to win right away, and adding him would help. Certainly the Titans potentially be in the mix.
Okay, so he said Titans potentially in the mix there as well. Adam Schefter will play you the sound here coming up. Says the Raiders are poised to make a big run at Tom Brady as well. I'll just say parenthetically with the L.A. Chargers, they just extended Lance Lynn.
Anthony.
It's so unbelievable. I'm not doing that on purpose. No, I'm just, believe me, we know. Freaking, like,
Loretta.
I've lost a part of my brain somewhere along the way. Like, it scooped out of my head.
Blame the lozenge.
God. They just extend Anthony Lynn, which I just don't, you know.
I was surprised, too.
What a mistake.
I don't see that. I see Brady and Anthony Lynn, I just don't see that.
Me neither.
I see Brady and John Gruden, even though Gruden runs a whole different kind of, like, I just see it from a, you know, I mean.
Mutual respect.
Yes, thank you. Brady's shown with receivers that you have to have a name or a pedigree or else you're dirt to him. So I'd feel the same way about coaches. Like, he's going to treat the coaches the same way, I figure. So anyway, do you have a read on any of this reporting?
So the one part that I raise an eyebrow about is the Rappaport comment about how they're prepared to offer him $30 million. What does that mean? 22 and 12 in incentives?
Exactly.
Or does that mean 34 guaranteed? Like, you, we'll, what does it mean?
10 up front, 10 in an option bonus, another 12 will be deferred, and you can pick up the remaining whatever incentive. Exactly.
We went through this with Revis, right? Like, again, so, and I'm not telling you they're wrong to draw a line somewhere. I'm just telling you, I'll believe it when I see it. With the Patriots, I'll believe it when I see it because I know that there'll be incentives or qualifiers, or it won't just be, here it is, lump sum, you know, we want you, we're done.
Yeah, it's nice to hear on the surface, but how much of it is real money? And if it is real money, I mean, the reality is, at least to me, it's too much for a team that has a lot of issues and holes that they're going to need to fill. And that's just even with their own free agents. So if the most important thing ultimately for Brady is to be surrounded by weapons here, for him to stay here, well, if they pay him $30 million and it's real, well, how the hell are they going to do it? It just doesn't really make much sense.
So I wonder. I think ownership's trying to get that out there. God, I always say Rappaport, you know, reflects ownership more than anything. Works for the freaking owner's league, for crying out loud. So, you know, at least Rappaport gets some sort of ownership okay before he goes ahead with something like that. He has to. He works for them. So Tom Kern, who isn't quite like that, you know, he's not, it doesn't have the same parameters that Rappaport does, also reported over the weekend that Patriots owner Robert Kraft may be willing to pay quarterback Tom Brady, or I'm sorry, that the Pats are willing to extend themselves financially. I'm sorry, that the Pats are willing to extend themselves financially. So I think the Pats are trying to get this out there that, oh, no, we're going to pay him, which I wonder, what game are you playing?
So I heard Rich say this on the morning show today on Tutcher and Rich, and this hadn't occurred to me, but I'm not sure I believe it or not, but it's an interesting point. If you're the Patriots and you want that out there, does that at all scare off other teams? In other words, do teams say, oh, okay, well, you know, so minimum we're looking at 2-60 or 3-90?
Yeah, maybe.
Like at a minimum, does that sort of set some low bar because you say, well, if the Patriots are going to give him 30, he'll go back to New England?
My read is that it's an early indication of exactly what you're going to get this entire way, and that is a hypersensitivity to bad PR. You're going to let the Raiders come in? You're going to let the Chargers come in here? You're going to let Tom Brady have to... No. Guys, we're going to pay him. We're going to pay him. We're going to extend ourselves to pay him. We'll pay him market rate because they can't even take, I think, the 2 weeks of criticism that they'll get from their fans or people around the NFL. That you don't. So they're going to put it out there that we're going to pay him. But boy, you are so right. You better read that fine print with a magnifying glass, because almost never is $30 million, $30 million. And it certainly ain't $30 million in one check. Then there's this. Mike Florio wrote over the weekend, Patriots owner Robert Kraft. So again, and I think that this is another indication that the Pats are putting this out there. Florio writes that Patriots owner Robert Kraft may be willing to pay quarterback Tom Brady more than $30 million per year to extend his tenure to a 21st season. But Kraft's checkbook is only part of the equation. Ultimately, coach Bill Belichick has to want Kraft to write the check. Ultimately, Belichick needs to make it clear to Brady that Belichick values the quarterback's contribution and wants him to stay with the team. In other words, Belichick needs to drop to a knee and profess his love for Brady. If Belichick does that, Brady becomes far more likely to stay. If Belichick doesn't, Brady becomes far more likely to leave. So this is talk about Kraft dumping on Bill's lap. We're willing to write the check. We understand the mark. We'll pay him north of $30 million, but Bill has to want that. And oh, by the way, Tom has to feel the love from Bill, which there's two things that have bugged me about Brady over the weekend. This is one of them. Oh, really? You got to kiss your ass now?
Right, I thought we were kind of over this.
I mean,
part of it.
I mean, don't turn into this thing. We got people run around, you know, the royal ass wipers following behind you and throwing rose petals in front of you. Like, what are we doing? Like, what is that?
Do you think Bill would do it?
No. Doesn't feel like him.
I'll tell you what. My instinct is no with Murray. But at the end of the year, he called him iconic.
Yeah, you know, when he was pressed with a third follow-up question.
I know, but he still said it. He still said it. Like, when does Bill throw that word around?
I just think, so but now you got to kiss his ass?
I mean, probably.
Come on. Like, come on, Tom. Give me a break. It's cold. They'll show you respect with the contract that they give you. Now the coach has to play nice with you, too. He's got to be nice to you. You've got to get the game ball or the player of the week, or he's got to say nice things. Like, would you stop with this?
I got to feed Tom grapes.
Oh, God, I hate that part of it.
Peel him first.
Like, stop it. Stop it. The whole thing that sets you apart, like I mentioned earlier, why you won as much as you did is because of the mindset down there and the approach and the total buy-in and all of it. It's a hard place to work. It's a hard place to work. It's why Bill gets the most out of you. Okay? So what? You want to try to make it a less hard place to work where he's nice to you? He's a namaste? Is it to go through this bull crap? Why don't you save that for yoga class and that nonsense? You know, burning incense with your gurus, right? And Giselle. In the NFL, at Belichick's place, he's going to treat you like an ass. He's going to be hard on you, and you're going to be better for it. So let's not change that. That part bugs me. And it bugs me enough that he, you know, blows off work like he does now. And it just, that doesn't fit to me. It doesn't compute.
So I just wonder whether they would do it, whether Bill would do it. Because I hear you. Like, it's stupid, right?
Would you come on?
43-year-old quarterback has accomplished more than anything and anybody else in the history of the game, needs the coach to kiss his ass.
But just stop.
I wonder if they would do it, though. Like, I wonder, wow, would they do that? What if Brady said, I'll play for 1-25 if he kissed my ass? Would Bill get down and kiss him right there?
It'll save you money. So, I mean, it comes at a price.
It's an actual clause in the contract.
Once a week, he has to kiss my ass.
Florio writes, Belichick needs to be willing and able to break down the wall that he keeps in place between himself and pretty much every player who has ever played for him. And if anyone merits that kind of treatment, it's Brady. So Bill has to change everything that he is. And the way he carries himself. Bill's been doing that. I mean, Parcells, he called him gloom. Right? He's not nice to anyone or fuzzy with anyone. He's just locked in and, you know, we know what he is now. A dark cloud when that guy walks through the halls. You're not going to change him.
I'll tell you, that's a good detail, though. That is. Like, if they ever did a press conference, is there a clause in there that says Bill has to kiss Tom's ass?
I mean, I've been Brady over team here for a few years at least, but that's just silly. There's still going to be a hierarchy. He's not an equal to him.
Florio says if it doesn't happen and Brady chooses to leave, it's on Belichick and no one else.
Oh, God. Oh,
Talk about setting up the Krafts to have no. Hey, look.
We tried.
We were willing to pay him. We even got Bill on board to pay him. But Bill is Bill, and he just couldn't, you know, he's a tough guy to work for, and Tom, at the end of the day, didn't want to work for him anymore. I mean, talk about setting that up. Good Lord. And that's why you're going to lose the best quarterback of all time, because Bill's not nice to him at all?
Because he wouldn't sign the ass clause.
Stop with this. Okay, there's your Brady latest to your calls, and I have a giveaway for you, a free giveaway for you right after these words.
Go ahead and kiss my magnificent ass. Go ahead. Damn it, you kiss my ass now!
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Filger and Mez, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Adam, what does your crystal ball say about Tom Brady's future?
Susie, I think the Las Vegas Raiders are poised to pursue Tom Brady if and when he hits the free agent market. Now, whether they can get him to come to Las Vegas is another issue. There'll be a lot of discussions that take place before then, and clearly Robert Kraft will make a push, even though the Patriots and Tom Brady have not discussed numbers yet, and the Patriots are limited to a certain extent about what they could do financially. But if Tom Brady wants weapons, they've got him in Las Vegas. They've got the offensive tackle, Trent Brown, who protected him in New England. They've got a running back in Josh Jacobs. They've got a tight end in Darren Waller. They've got a slot receiver in Hunter Renfro. And I am told that the Raiders are prepared to pursue him. And the general manager, Mike Mack, has said that basically in the past, we'll look to upgrade every position, no matter what it is, even the quarterback. They cannot acknowledge Tom Brady. They wouldn't say anything about Tom Brady. But I'm told that they are poised to pursue Tom Brady if and when he becomes a free agent.
There's the Schefter report. And we mentioned this several times. There's one more thing I just want to point out that I'm also very interested in. And that is if the Patriots protect themselves against Tom Brady leaving, like they would with any other player, getting Rodney Harrison when they would let Lauren Molloy go, getting Stephon Gilmore before they hardballed Malcolm Butler, et cetera, setting themselves up with the next guy to protect themselves. And I have wondered about a trade, an early offseason trade that's agreed to, so they already have, name it, Andy Dalton in their back pocket or whatever. The second part of that, Rappaport cut their studio, have that up. So it's the second half of Rappaport. I think he's on the set with, is it Mike Garofalo?
It is.
Okay, here's what Garofalo said.
You talked about Brady's options. What about the Patriots? Their number one option is for Brady to come back. Robert Kraft has said that. I don't need to give you any sources on that. But this team doesn't want to be caught flat-footed. And they are working through their contingency plans behind the scenes, from what I am told. And amongst those plans might be a trade for a veteran quarterback. I mean, there's going to be a number of options. There's going to be a lot of moving pieces with the quarterbacks this offseason. So we'll see. If Brady doesn't come back, look for this team to act quickly to see what they could do about possibly bringing someone in.
Okay, so I find this like a real possibility. You know, not even waiting for free agency and dipping on the free agents, get your thing, you know, get a guy you're comfortable with and then deal from a position of strength. It's what they would do at any other position.
No question.
So, Andy Dalton, Cam Newton, Nick Foles.
Yeah, Derek Carr was the other one too.
Derek Carr, whatever, you know, and I would not be surprised. Now, Newton, Carr, those guys, Foles even would surprise me because that's big money. Like, it's got to be a guy also that if Brady comes back, he's going to be your backup. And everyone's got to be kind of cool with that. So they're sort of threading the needle. But I'd keep an eye out for that. I'd keep an eye out for an early offseason trade by the Patriots at quarterback. And that would be a real tell.
I mean, to me, again, contract is huge. I suppose you can always try to get a player to restructure, right? So
that's right.
I mean, Foles was the backup to Wentz. I don't know. That makes it, that'd be a good option
people,
for any.
People will lose their minds. I'm sorry, Mess. If they do something like that, when he's still, you know, out in the wind, hasn't signed with a team yet, people will lose their minds because I think that will help push him out. And he will look at that as, oh, so you're already setting it up for me to go? Well, screw you. I'm not going to deal with you then.
Unless they already know.
So anyway, just keep an eye on that. There's Garofalo, and I think that's absolutely on the table. It better be on the table because everything that you hear is that Stidham's not the guy. Charlie Weiss said over the weekend again that his personal opinion is that Stidham's not going to be the quarterback. Meaning next year or long term, or does it mean that since they don't think he's ready in year two, do they ever think he'll be ready? Like, I'm beginning to reassess how they feel about the kid. And I think that's not a great scenario. The best case scenario is that Stidham's, you know, close enough that he's the guy next year. And you save a tremendous amount of money at that position and you reset at that position. And that's Bill's, you know, raw piece of clay and that's it. But if he's not ready or they feel he'll never be ready, That changes the whole story.
Yeah, it does make you worry about that, doesn't it?
So anyway, there's your Brady update to you on last night. It's a Blenami. The I told you so's on Jimmy Garoppolo are pouring in. All of it to you, Bill and Quincy. And I have a giveaway, so just stay tuned to your radio here for the next few minutes. Go ahead, Bill.
What's up, guys? I got two things, and I'll listen to what you guys have to say about it. First thing, big Jim Stradamus. You nailed that, buddy. Was that not perfect?
Oh, it was a great night.
Oh, God. I loved every. I got an in-law who's an annoying 49ers fan, so it made it that much more sweet. But second, so with the ebb and flow of the Brady watch and the stuff that come out this weekend that they're willing to offer upwards of, you know, $30 million and that, you know, he wants a guarantee that they'll get weapons. And I know the money doesn't really make sense there, but do you think with Belichick and Brady both being in the building last night and watching the coronation of the Chiefs, you know, Mahomes is the next guy and he's taken over and, you know, the Chiefs are the team going forward. Do you think that those guys get together and they say, you know what, like, we should have been there and we can still do this. Let's work this out and, you know.
Does it motivate them? Does it motivate them? Does the whole thing motivate them? The way the offense looked last year, the direction of the team, having to watch other people celebrate. You know, when this happened in 2006 and they totally left Brady port with the offense and they came up just short in Indy, it motivated them. And they had that big offseason in 07, and we all know what happened from there. Could we be in the same spot this time around, or has the organization said, we have to reset, and we have to at some point here, and this is that point, it doesn't matter what, you know, who else won?
I mean, could it be the same effect? Sure. Do I think it'll be? No. I think it's more the second thing.
Me too.
Yeah, I think they've reached it. You know, again, it's how many years later? Like, they've won a, you know, three more Super Bowls. They've been to however many more AFC Championship games, and now that Brady's 42. I still think they're ready to move on, both sides. I think they're ready to move on, and they're only a miracle would save it at this stage.
Yeah, again, it's just I look at Brady's attitude this year. Even games they're winning, he's acting at the podium like they lost the game and someone shot his dog in front of him. You know, I think he's done with Bill and a lot of the operation and wants something different unless he's going to get his ass kissed.
I still find that Vegas thing intriguing. You know, and as they were rattling off the talent, like Hunter Renfro is the perfect Brady slot guy.
Welker and Edelman.
He's perfect. You know, again, I loved him when he was at Clemson, for crying out loud. So, and Gruden and Brady, that's a pretty good marquee.
So you wonder, does Vegas say here's 3-90? And therefore, the Patriots 1-30 doesn't look quite so hot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that something like that's in play.
I mean, when the Raiders say they're in on Brady, that's what they have to be. They can't just say 1-30. You know, they can't just offer him what anyone else is offering him. Yeah, blow him out of the water. They got to heavily pursue him.
Yep.
And that means that kind of contract.
I mean, they went out and got Antonio Brown.
That's right.
Right. So, you know, I think they're absolutely willing to do it.
Abel and Alston on Jimmy G. Go ahead, Abel.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I got two things. It's always interesting to me that we always seem to forget things. Whoever made the comparison between Garoppolo, I'm a big Garoppolo guy. I'm a Patriots fan, but I'm a big Garoppolo guy. The Tannehill comparison, there's no remote. Like, you can't compare them because look at the body of work that Jimmy Garoppolo and Tannehill has. First of all, Tannehill was a first round draft pick in 2012. Garoppolo, second round draft pick in 2014. Out of 6 years that Garoppolo has been in the league, 6 years, he's only been an official start, a quarterback, for a year and a half. Think about that. Out of 6 years, he's only started about a year and a half worth of time. We got to give this guy a shot, man. You know, think about this. He got traded in 2017. He goes to San Francisco. He wins 5 straight games, right?
Abel.
Next year.
Abel.
Yep.
It's not the day, baby.
Yeah. That's a long way of saying, and I never actually heard the words. You just should have said, hey, Jim, you were right. That's you don't have to try to make excuses for him, because if your eyes worked, you watched last night, there was the test. It was put in front of him, studied all season, had all those stats pushed down my throat and kept hearing them. Huh? What was the win and loss record, man? 25 and blah, blah, blah. 23 and 5. So
23
good.
And 6
there was
now.
The test. Finally, it's in your lap there, pizza boy. And he a big F. F. F.
It's a fail. It's a Blenami. It's Murray's Blenami. I will say this. The one thing you can say is with 7 minutes left, talk about nailing it. With 7 minutes left, it was exactly what some of us thought it was going to be, which is Garoppolo's helped put them in position to win. He would have thrown a bad pick, but he would have been generally efficient, and he's going to be the game MVP. With 7 minutes left, He was like 18 of 20, whatever that was. He had thrown one bad pick, as usual. But his team was in a position to win, and he was going to win the MVP award. That's how close it was, man.
It was looking pretty good.
He had that one dart over the middle to Sanders, too.
Oh, like, my God, I texted you on that one.
So I was like, you know what? He really is going to win the MVP.
And then you know what happened 2 plays later? Pick.
He threw like one or two good balls, and then well, the best was taken back on the OPI. Otherwise, it was all fine until you got to the final questions on the final exam, and then he projectile vomited across that exam.
I told you, I'm keeping this umbrella hanging on this mic stand right here because I think we're going to get torrential downpours throughout the course of the day.
We continue with your thoughts. You can pour it on 617-779-0985. Coming up next, something else that bugged the crap out of me related to Tom Brady. Okay, we'll do that next. First, though, caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the return of Roger Waters on his This Is Not a Drill American Tour. It's this July at TD Garden. Tickets on sale now at rogerwaters.com. Here's the update, then back with Brady bugging me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Mez.
Ow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
They say all good things must come to an end. That the best just know when to walk away. So to my teammates, my family, and most of all, my fans, you deserve to hear this from me. Hulu doesn't just have live sports. According to the script they just gave me, Hulu also has your favorite cable channels plus the greatest shows, movies, and originals of all time. So it's time to say goodbye to TV as you know it. But me? I'm not going anywhere.
See the scowl.
Oh. This is what we're going to do now. This is what we're going to do. You turn to Rob Gronkowski. Maybe I'm going to play. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Buy my pay-per-view special and find out. I mean, is this what it's going to be now?
So I didn't take it the same way you did.
It's a dick move. It's a dick move. I'll say the same thing about Brady. I said about Garoppolo. Preying on like fans' sort of passion for you and your team and your status to sell you an internet subscription? It's gross.
Gronk, you mean? You just said Garoppolo.
I meant, Garoppolo on the brain. No, Gronk, right. Gronk, him doing that thing.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. I didn't like it from Gronk, and I didn't like this, especially that he's doing it. So the thing is, film the Gillette Stadium, and there's no Patriots signage, obviously. But at the end, when he says, you know, I'm not going anywhere, what are Patriots fans to think? That means he's going to be back here. You've told us, Tom, you're going to be back here. You filmed this
in the home
of the Patriots.
Sir, you're now going to monetize this decision? That's gross. Like,
you're playing with people's emotions.
Exactly.
And that's stupid.
You're playing with people's emotions and fans and people, we care about it. We just do. Okay. It's why you're almost a billionaire, because we care deeply about this stuff and we care deeply about you and your team. And you're just going to trivialize it by attaching it to some internet subscription service? Gross. That's gross.
So the way I looked at it, again, is when he said, I'm not going anywhere. I just took it as him saying I'm playing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's how I took it.
But
how do you think Patriots fans look at it? Again, the thing's filmed at Gillette Stadium.
So it's like when that thing came out, I told you I had heard that it was part of a TV commercial. So for once, Felger source was right. and I said, you're going to see this commercial and you're all going to go, like you just got used. I don't know why that was like worse than I half expected for there to be like a clown and balloon backdrop. Come on down and buy some new Chevys. Like, just the cheesiest freaking thing. You've got to be kidding me, Tom. Like, that is gross. That is slimy. I mean, I'm not saying you don't have to make money. Of course, this is America. You can go make money and go endorse things and all of that. But if you're now going to like attach signage to your decision, it's gross. I Gronkowski did it and I hated it, but I half expect it with him because he's just Rob Gronkowski. But with you, I don't know. Do you think Brady's a little different? And the way he teased it, right? Just that dark, mysterious shot in the tunnel. Was he paying tribute to Kobe Bryant, who had, you know, had a similar shot of him coming into it? Was it going to be something that was heartfelt and yes, an advertisement, but something that also paid tribute to? Nope. Watch Hulu has live sports. It's just another stupid TV commercial. That was gross.
Yeah, it didn't bug me like it bugged you. Like, I don't look at it the same way as I look at Gronk. I look at Gronk and say, am I playing or not playing? Brady's playing. He's a free agent. There is uncertainty with Brady. Just by definition, as him as a free agent, there's uncertainty.
But don't tie.
Now, he is yanking Patriots fans a little. I get that.
Yeah,
I get that.
I don't think you should tie it to, you know, your future and your decision. Like, just make a straight-up commercial. You know what I mean?
Just make a commercial. The pitcher, is he coming? Is he going? Is it over? Is it not? And then the commercial plays right into it. It's like, you know, and if I felt you guys should be the first to hear it. Come on down and get 20 off a new Equinox. You know, it's like cheesy. Come on. Didn't he a little bit? What happened to his brand management and all of this? Now you're just going to like sell yourself out like that?
You know, it might be a step up from doing a movie in front of a massage parlor.
God.
Maybe he's actually getting a clue.
About as cheesy as I thought it might be, that might have topped it. It's like, so now, you know. Yeah, I'm taking a free agent visit. It's brought to you by Clorox. Yeah. I mean, is this what he's going to start doing now? Monetizing this and sort of dinking people around with, oh, I might. I don't know. Stay tuned. It's brought to you by Macy's. You know, it's like, is that what he's going to do? Is that it? He needs it that badly?
I'm coming back to try the salads at Sweetgreen.
Exactly.
Sweetgreen, now available.
Thank you. Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Tom Brady for the pro-choice movement. I want to choose where I'm going to play.
God dang. That was even worse than I thought it was going to be. So anyway, back to your wonderful phone calls and our long commercial-free segment next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This out.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
This hour, Felger and Maz, brought to you by AdCare's Outpatient Services. Getting help for addiction doesn't always mean being away from your job and family. AdCare Outpatient Services can work around your schedule. Call them at 1-800-ALCOHOL.
There's a lot of speculation. A lot of people who don't have any information. I haven't put too much thought into those things other than understanding the situation I'm in, which I knew I was going to be in at the beginning of the year, and just taking these things day by day. And again, the reality for me is the season didn't end that long ago, and it's still time to decompress a bit, and that'll happen and continue to happen after the season. And I'll take those days as I need them and deal with the different emotions, and, you know, ultimately, when the time comes to decide what's next, that's what I'll do.
And more with Brady and Jim Gray, mixing in your Brady thoughts with your Super Bowl thoughts. Nicole in New Hampshire on that Hulu commercial. Go ahead, Nicole.
I loved the commercial. And the 30-plus people I was on my Super Bowl text chain with loved it. It's football, guys. It's fun. Stop trying to suck the fun out of it. He continues me. Tommy, you continues me all you want. Just play. Keep it coming. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Nicole. Fair enough. You know, to each his own. I think it's gross. It's beneath him. Let's start monetizing your decision. Let's start selling billboard space on your and so I guess I'm not telling you how to feel, but I could see if I were a fan, I'd be annoyed. But like, you know, so you're purposely going to string us along just to sell us something. Okay, Really?
I mean, he's never really been this guy. This is the kind of thing that you would expect from LeBron James, who literally did, you know, trump up the whole decision and had a special around it. Now, to try to worm that kind of thing into commercials and take advantage of people and their emotions, like, it's just sleazy is what it is.
Jeff in Rockport. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, guys. So, look, I'm not a Brady apologist. I'm not even sure he's the brightest bulb. But I know that he can do math and he's competitive. He wants to win. This is not about getting a lot of money or getting scented love notes from Belichick. This is about getting a seat at the table so he can be sure that the team he wants to stay with can compete. He was sad this year because they were lousy on offense, because he didn't have people around him. That's why he's upset, and Belichick won't let him have input like he had with Sanu, and that worked out really well. That's why you're not hearing dollar amounts from Brady and from the Patriots team, because that's not what it's about.
Well, you are hearing numbers. They're going to go to at least $30 million. They're going to extend themselves financially, which means into the $30 million range, because that's what the top guys make. So they are mentioning money. But I don't know. Why are you smirking, Matt?
No, because, again, if it's not about the money, then why all of a sudden are they telling us about the money?
I mean, come on.
It's like, let's not be ridiculous about it. There are a lot of elements at play here. And I think that some of it is also Tom saying, I'm not going to have you treating me like I'm Brian Hoyer, in his mind. Okay, so, like, you're not going to trick me into saying, yeah, we'll give you the money and then not pay anybody else. And think of it also, those two things might be mutually exclusive. So the weapons are more important, but Tom wants the $30 million? What? Like,
well, okay, on that one, I was going to say, if Tom has learned anything over the years here, this whole fallacy, this myth, this cliche that gets thrown out there every time that Brady takes less so they can surround him with talent, I hope he knows by now that generally that's not what these teams do. They put the money in their pocket.
Oh, it only took him 20 years to figure it out.
I mean, how many times have you talked about it with this team where, well, you know, we can't pay Deion Branch because we got to pay the team around you. And the next thing you know, they let Deion Branch go and David Givens go in one offseason and surround him with absolutely nothing. And they put the money in their pocket. This is not like just rag on the crafts. I think this is, you'd have to be leery about any pro sports owner who says that. Because it generally doesn't work that way. But on this team especially, I mean, how many times have we heard, like, what was that? There was a time they had all these guys up on defense. Well, we can't pay Revis because we have to pay Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, and
Malcolm Butler
and Jamie Collins. And the next thing you know, they're all gone.
Except for Hightower.
So we can't, you know, instead of paying the one, we want to keep the four guys. Instead, they keep one and let four walk out the door. So it never works that way. I'm going to give you less, you know, I'll take less so you can surround me with talent. If I'm Brady, I'd be real careful about that one.
I mean, I stopped giving him the benefit of the doubt on that one years ago.
The team, you mean?
No, Brady. Like, when I say that, you can't possibly be surprised now that they're not spending the money on the talent. At some point, that becomes Brady's fault.
Yes, okay. Well, I can't believe you still take the cheese.
Right. Like, what are you doing? They do this to you every time. They play the same stupid game with you every time, and then they pull your pants down and laugh at you. Right? It's like, all the time, it's the same thing. So, like, I think it's got more to do about that financial commitment. It's about saying, nope, you're going to guarantee me 2 years or I'm out.
We've got Tim in San Francisco on that commercial. Yes, Tim.
Hey, Felger, you know, you're, of course, entitled to hate whatever you want, and that's fine. But the record needs to be set straight just a little bit. That the commercial is not Tom Brady's idea. The advertising agency that works for Hulu brings them an idea and say,
Tim,
you know,
Tom, yeah, was he forced to do that?
No, he has to sign off on it. But I like the narrative that this was somehow his idea and he's messing with everybody sort of as it being his way of, like, needling people. That's not it. He saw it as an opportunity, and good for him. But it's not like he's out there masterminding, let me go ahead and come up with an idea that's going to miff everybody else off.
Oh, well, I never said that. There's some weasel on his marketing team. So this is how we get mass. This is how we maximize the exposure, and this is how we maximize the impact of you doing a commercial and teasing a commercial. We tease it around your future. Everybody says, okay. But what, are you going to let him off the hook for that? That's his name. That's his representation. I don't care if he came up with the idea or not. He went through with it and he signed off on it. And it was freaking cheesy is what it is. And kind of gross. Because, I mean, I don't know. A lot of people care about what he does. But he's going, oh, well, find out what I'm going to do. You know, I owe you the straight shot, so I'm going to give it to you. Buy Hulu for $9.99 a month. Yeah. Good God. I mean, it's beneath him. I'm sorry. It is beneath him. Derek in Foxborough with the game thought. Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, that loss is 100% on Kyle Shanahan. I don't know why people are making conclusions about Jimmy G. I mean, the coach didn't let him do anything. It was
But when he tried, hold on, I haven't heard yet, Jim, you were right, because when Shanahan actually let him try in the fourth quarter, he failed.
No, but you obviously
just say, Jim, you're right. Jim, you're right. Jim, you're right. Jim,
no,
you were right. Jim, you were right. It's not that hard.
No, if you have
Jim,
the training
comma,
on him for
you were right,
and a half
period.
Quarters,
Jim,
obviously,
comma, you were right. Hello?
I put him on pause.
It's a bl- it, I was just using this Garoppolo jersey to wipe away my tears. It was that kind of night.
Derek, it's a blanami. Today is not the day to defend Jimmy Garoppolo. Derek, stop talking!
And I love Derek. Great call.
Me too! You talk, I talk. Murray, Blas, you talk. That's the way it goes.
He's the Bob Cousy of college.
Think he's still talking?
Oh, yeah.
Derek?
Yep.
Today's not the day to defend Garoppolo.
No, it's on the coach. He didn't let him do anything.
Okay, but to say it's 100% on Shanahan is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Shanahan, it was if it's coach quarterback, and you want to go 50-50, that's as far as I'll let you take it. That, you know, the coach and Garoppolo were equally complicit. But it's those two. So, I'm sorry. Today is not the day to defend the guy.
I mean, that one throw out to the right where Kittle sort of started to cut in and stopped, and Garoppolo just threw it out to this flat area of nothingness. I went, oh, boy. Like, when Jimmy goes bad, man, he does. He looks bad. And that pick, oh, my God, was that pathetic.
It's a blanami. Nancy in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi. Remember in the beginning of the season when I think it was you, Felger, who said that Tom didn't have a passing camp?
Yes.
And, all right, did Tom do the passing camps, or is it part of the Patriots, what they need to do? Because then he didn't show up for OTAs.
Well, you're confusing it all. The team holds a voluntary passing camp in the offseason that he skipped the last 2 years, the only quarterback in the league to skip it.
Mm. Because he thinks he doesn't need to meet new players?
Yeah, something like that, Nancy, because they screwed him around on the contract, so he said, you're going to pay me less, I'm going to work less. Oldest cycle in the book. Your boss shows you less, you give him less. He shows you even less, you give him even less. And that's just, it's the oldest thing in the book. And it's a dysfunctional way to run a football team. And if Brady does come back here, it has got to be with the understanding that he's back here during those passing camps.
Yeah, look, there's no question. Again, I called out that stuff territorial bullcrap. It's like, you know, oh, you're going to do this to me? Well, then I'm taking back my, you know, half acre. Like, you just keep moving in opposite directions. It is so stupid. And if this is the point that it reached where Brady is insisting on the territory, right? I don't see how Bill, in good conscience, can give that to him back. Like, because that's the last thing Bill will do is give that back to anybody.
In 90 seconds, no commercials, just an update from Murray, and we'll reset Jimmy Garoppolo's Super Bowl performance.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.